You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live, this week, featuring news and commentary on this week in Black Hollywood. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live this week, Dario Kristen.
What's up, everybody? You're watching Black Hollywood Live this week. I'm your host, Dario Kristen. Here joining me today is Courtney Stewart.
What's up, everybody?
DJ Jesse J. And Aaliyah Cruz.
Word.
As you can see right now, we're bumping straight out of Compton. It's in the movie theaters today. Go see it. I saw it. It's unbelievable.
It's so good.
It's the movie of the summer. It's the movie of the year, personally.
Yeah. I think it's going to be the movie of the year for sure.
Killing
obsessed.
It. Definitely go check it out.
Yes.
We got a lot of topics today, including Oprah responds to Straight Outta Compton, ironically. Wendy Williams shuts down NeNe Leakes' talk show. And TV personality Omarosa comes to the defense of Donald Trump.
Say what?
Say what?
Say what? Karaoke.
That's right. But first up, I'm going to read the results from last week's Buzzer Meter question, which was, do you think Kelly Osbourne was out of line with her comments that she made about Donald Trump on The View? You guys voted, 56% of you said yes, and 44% of you said no.
So even. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's pretty even.
I mean, I actually thought it would be a
bigger divide.
I'm
surprised that many people said yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. To be real.
No, I actually was going to say the opposite. I thought it was going to be a bigger divide for more
people
yeses.
People thinking she was out of line.
Yeah, versus the no's.
I want to know about the T if that, what's her name,
that's
left.
Bullshit.
That was bullshit.
I think that's bullshit.
What?
No, and then she was there today saying goodbye comfortably. Like, she did not, the rumor was that she was pissed off because they made her apologize.
Who are we referring to?
Rosie Perez.
Oh, Rosie Perez.
I don't think she left for that reason, but I do think she's gone.
She's gone.
Okay, yeah.
But they were trying to say she, like, stormed off and was pissed off because the producer said she had to apologize, which is crap because she apologized like damn near immediately. She meant to apologize, and she's not that person, but whatever. And she left today. Today was her last day on the show. She said goodbye.
Bye, Rosie.
I think it was just timing. All right. The BuzzMeter, today's BuzzMeter question is, are you going to see Straight Outta Compton? Yes or no? We'll read those results next week.
I'll see it again.
I plan on seeing it again, actually, tomorrow. We got to support and give that black dollar to the film this weekend, opening weekend.
They're going to make so much money, by the way.
They're about to make a crap load of money.
I was at a theater in Huntington Beach, y'all. It was packed last night.
It was sold out at 11 o'clock last night. I was going with a group of friends, and they were sold out.
Yeah,
I was like, in North Hollywood at 11 p.m.? And he's like, yeah.
8 o'clock show in Huntington Beach.
Oh, yeah,
that ain't
crazy
L.A.,
this
y'all.
Weekend.
And it was sold out. And it wasn't but, like, three of us in there. So everybody supporting it, which was beautiful, actually. Mm-hmm.
It is. Awesome. All right, we're going to move on to trending topics with DJ Jesse J.
Straight Outta Compton. All right, so we went to BHL, was at the premiere. It was a really cute carpet, black carpet, actually.
Yes, it was.
We talked
about some of the fashion.
Yeah, some of the big stars were there, and some of the old school stars were there. I mean, Exhibit, Snoop Dogg, everyone came out and showed their support.
Where's Exhibit been?
Chillin'.
Anyway, sorry. That was just
they put Compton up in the air. It was a really great day. And everybody had really positive things to say about Straight Outta Compton, including the Queen, Oprah.
Queen Oprah.
All right, so Oprah was on Twitter, and she came out to say that the film was very powerful, and that she thought that it was eye-opening rap education, which is an interesting choice
of
words.
Which I think she probably needed.
You know? But
if y'all remember, she had a little tiff with Jay-Z. I don't want to say it like that because I think she got a little bit of that when she dealt with Jay-Z and actually ended up doing that interview and they sort of talked about some things. But she has been vocal about not appreciating some of the things that have come out of rap music. Mm-hmm. So it's cool that she's supported.
And I definitely agree with her about this movie. Watching this movie, for me, you know, knowing who N.W.A. was, and then to see this movie and really kind of dive into each character and how they came about, it was inspiring.
Yeah.
It was just, it made me, whether it was music, art, whatever, it just made you want to get your hustle on. It was like, this is what the world is about, and this is where we don't want to go back to. And then even in the time of day right now, where we have Black Lives Matter, it's interesting that this movie's coming out right now.
Yeah.
And whether it will do positive things for people to be inspired to go out and want to push forward, or also, you know, there were some intense scenes, so it'll be really interesting to see how this movie touches kind pop of changes culture. Things. Because yeah. even with hip-hop, that's where I'm really interested to see what kind of music people are going to be inspired.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Because to do.
If I left nothing after leaving the movie, what made me slightly disheartened is the lack of energy and spirit that I feel like that they had in hip-hop that I feel like we don't yep. have at all. Like, I feel like it's... And I don't want to be like the old lady, like, back in the day,
I mean, come on, Emma, what do you... I mean, we got Kanye, so, you know what I mean? We
yeah, but this was like, sucker MCs!
It's a different. It's the same delivery of a message, but in a different format.
I don't.
Come on, Daryl.
Yeah, I think Kanye does, from an artistic perspective.
And I love Kanye.
Bring up some interesting ideas and some interesting things to think about. So I'm not trying to knock him or say that he. And I'm Jay-Z. Sure he was influenced in a huge way by that.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to watch the wave of hip hop and how the commercialism changed things and how.
Sure.
Now, we still live in a space that is not unlike the space that they were living in, because we have not outgrown those issues, because we have not elevated beyond them. We're still having them. And the idea that our music is not fully reflective of that. There isn't, like, somebody out there, like, super powerful that you're like, you are really sharing that message and, like, trying to move something forward. And at the same time, I mean, at the time, people weren't thinking that that was what N.W.A. was doing. So maybe we'll look back and think Iggy Azalea is doing that.
Oh. Wrong example.
I'm being funny, y'all. I'm being funny. But it was funny because, like, that's what was on the radio as soon as I got back in the car. And I had to, like, flip
the
to
irony.
Backspin.
Right, the
and
irony.
Juicy was on. So I was like, okay, I feel good. But it was funny that that was what I got as soon as I got out of there. But whatever, it'll be interesting to see.
I think it'll be a recharge of a new format of gangster rap, just a new development of it, because I think the movie will be so powerful. I mean, it's predicted to make $50 million, and I think they only spent around 26, between 26 and 28, I read. And, I mean, that's just opening weekend, $50 million. It's definitely going to surpass that. And you got to think of international sales, because I have a feeling that, you know, obviously, the culture outside of America likes to follow our trends, and I think that this movie is going to be so successful that it will reflect that in European sales too, or international sales too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've already seen white kids walking around with Compton T-shirts. So even bringing money back to the neighborhood over there,
and
I hope
the Raiders,
it does that,
the
you know?
Team, they're going to be selling a whole bunch of merch. The Raiders,
yeah,
they're
absolutely.
Not here anymore.
Yeah.
No,
someone's going to be making some money.
Let's get the retro gear. Like, yeah. Where do you get it?
No, the costume designer talked to Ashley from BHL, and she said everything you saw in there you can purchase.
You can
now.
Still purchase
like,
it. Okay.
Fresh too.
But oh, they're going to be crazy price though.
To piggyback off of what you said to Daryl, I just think I understand there are Kanye West and Jay-Z's out there, but those are the people out there right now. Music, it's kind of like. In the 90s, there was a positive political message that these rappers were trying to get across, Public Enemy being one of them. But I feel like today, it's like the Great Depression where they had the circus. No. Yeah. It was like the circus was created
Great
to
Depression.
Distract people from, you know,
what
the negative that's going on. I feel like right now, hip-hop is that. Everyone's worried about twerking. Every song is a club song. It's all
it's
about partying
banger,
and you know, turning up. And it's just a takeaway because we don't want to listen to something where it's like talking about political movements and all that. But we need it. So that's why I feel like right now hip hop is in that state.
Yeah.
Not to take anything away from Kanye and Jay-Z,
sure. No,
and
I mean, I get what
the
you're
people
saying.
Doing it. But
yeah.
So that's interesting to me. But what's even more interesting is this Compton situation is the 100 Days, 100 Nights here in L.A. Have you heard about this?
I've just read about that recently.
So, a gang leader, Kenneth K.P. Peavy, died July 17th, and it started off this Twitter hashtag called 100 Days, 100 Nights, where a bunch of gangs here in L.A. started talking on Twitter,
saying that
that they were going to have a bet of who could kill 100 people first. Mm. And so far, I think they have a body count of over 20 people. And the streets are between Western, Normandy, Slauson.
In Imperial,
yeah. Rolling 100s, Avenue. I don't even want to be naming names.
You don't want to be the next target on your back.
Right. A bunch of people.
Right.
But it's
really
heartbreaking.
Upset.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. And it got called to my attention because my babysitter actually lives in that area. And she was like, Aaliyah, can I stay with you? I don't want to go back there. And I'm like, they're not even killing like gang members. No, they're killing women and children and little girls, and it's like it's the saddest. It's absolutely heartbreaking.
Another news note.
Yeah, exactly. It's absolutely heartbreaking, and it's just. This is what I mean. This is why, like, last week when I said, like, I'm so sick of it, like, what's the solution? Is because we come on every week and it's, like, another heartbreaking story where it's, like, somebody's lost their daughter or somebody's lost their son or, you know, and it's, I just don't know. I feel like when is, I don't know. I don't even know what the right words to say anymore, but I'm sick of reporting on the bad things that are happening, and I'm ready to think about taking a pragmatic approach to how do we make this better and start within our own community,
because this is black on black crime. This is black on black.
We've had to. Look at it as it's a national problem. Okay, so if the black community is suffering, it's on everybody. It's on everybody. There's something we're not doing. There's economic problems. There's social problems. There's such a thing called white privilege. All of these things factor in to why we have the situations that we have, and we have to be selfless. We have to clean out our own closets, and we have to. Everyone has to remove egos and think about how to fix this problem and move forward. Because until we actually do that, it's just going to be one heartbreaking story after the next. A 6-year-old girl was killed at the bus stop.
Yeah, are you? I mean, over a game. This is a game. People think this is like
haha, very funny. Someone's mom is crying still. That's not dumb.
And then to touch into the Straight Outta Compton movie, yeah. It's like okay, well, what's going to happen is that now we're going to relive that. They're going to send a whole bunch of troops down there to, you know what I mean? To
it's funny you bring that up because they were talking about on local LA news about beefing up security at certain movie theaters. Universal apparently supposedly said that they would reimburse certain theaters for the financial expense it would be to beef up security because they were concerned that lots of people are going to go see this, including opposing gang members, and there could be some issues. I pray that that will actually not be the case.
Yeah.
And my personal prayer is that if this movie does, obviously it's a great story. It's an American, it's a history of America type story that like everybody should know in general. But for the people in those communities to see their own community and see people that were in their community and to see the way they worked their way out of it. And there were some great moments, like when Dre is talking to Eazy-E about selling drugs versus trying to get into music. And like, if you at least see that there is another way and there are other options that perhaps, whether, I mean, film can inspire, and maybe the inspiration will be that these gang members are going to these theaters this weekend and seeing this
stuff.
Seeing the message and receiving the message, and maybe a few of them at least will say, you know what, I'm not, this 100 days, that's crap, like, we're screwing ourselves, and maybe that's what the good can come out of.
Right, I mean, the movie is about these guys who wanted to get out of the hood and became millionaires and billionaires, not trying to go backwards and go back into the hood.
Period, and they
know what I mean?
Exactly.
So hopefully people will understand that message, because that's important, you know.
And I did love the fact in the movie that, was it Jerry or Ice Cube, who sat with Eazy and basically showed him, like, look, this is what you're doing with drugs, now just transfer that into
it was definitely a moment with Dre. I don't want to talk about too much about the movie,
And then just one last point I wanted to make. We focus so much on like Chicago with gangs and things. I haven't heard about the West Coast gangs as much. I don't know if that's been hidden more in media, because I have read that things have gotten like kind of cleaned up
I think it's obvious that it's still active, but in terms of a statistical situation, LA had done a lot of work in the 80s and 90s to sort of get the gang situation a little bit more under control. Is it still there? Absolutely. But Chicago, after the turn with the economic downturn in 2008, just hit another like level of torture, so to speak. Like, so their communities had a different effect. But that doesn't mean that LA ever, it never went away per se, but they had definitely done a lot of work to change.
There's a website.
You're right, but
you
our countries, it's our country though. It's our country not doing the work. Like, it's our country that's like making the social welfare plane not even. And that's the number one problem. You want to say like, okay, there's statistically higher amount of black fathers that are missing out on lives. It's for a reason. It's not because they don't want to be there. It's certain circumstances that have brought people to that. And so we have to look at it as our problem, and that's just basically that's what I feel like with it.
Well, some other people having some problems like BET. Just kidding. Well, they are actually losing.
It is, actually. Yeah.
It's kind of a scary problem, yeah. too.
They are losing two of their favorites, Mara Brock Akil and husband Salim Akil. They just inked a 3-year deal with Warner Brothers Television, so congratulations.
Huge. Congratulations,
that.
That's a big yeah. deal.
And big diversity to come for Warner Brothers, I'm sure. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Now, this will start after 2016.
Yeah, 2016.
Yeah, May 2016.
And now some people are worried, well, what does that mean for Being Mary Jane? Well, right. they're still keeping the show on BET. They're going to be getting a new showrunner who has not been named yet.
And Mara is just the consultant.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it really doesn't switch the format of that show, because so many women, you know, love that show and is getting great ratings.
Just
and
Ariel,
I hate,
you don't love the show?
I've only seen a couple episodes, to be honest with you, but I would watch it, but I have only seen a couple episodes because I don't have time to watch television, unfortunately. I would say that hopefully the person that they have come in is somebody who can handle the job, because Mara's obviously killed it. And I know that obviously they're losing the game as well, which Mara had also created.
Well, it's over.
It's yeah. over, yeah. So
it was time. Needed,
yeah. It was time. It ran its course, but still. You know. It was
game over.
Game over. Yeah. But the thing that's... not the bigger, I mean, yes, Being Mary Jane is like a point of contention, like, oh no, what's going to happen with that? But like the idea that there won't be more programming developed yeah. by these people, because BT, with their relationship with Mara, was starting to go in a very specific direction. Right. And it was kind of away from some things that they had done in the past. And I don't want to speak specifically, because I don't want to be judgmental, because I would be. And I admit that. But the thing that I'm interested in seeing what happens is how they fill that gap with continued programming, not just with
how
Mary Jane stays on, but like what else
new
would
original
evolved
programming.
Out of that.
Right.
Like, and I know that Brandy has a new show that she's working on for BET. And
Whoopi
whatnot.
Goldberg has a show that's coming out
apparently.
Well.
I'm excited about that one. Yeah. I love Whoopi.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Well, here's the positive. It gives an opportunity for another black talent to come in and step in that position.
Sure.
Because there's plenty of talent out there.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so that's a good thing.
About getting the right one. Well, so if you are a fan of Being Mary Jane or whatever your favorite TV show is, as soon as that TV show's done, head over to our sister site, AfterBuzzTV.com, and we'll be over there talking about it. And maybe you might see some... familiar faces over there. AfterBuzzTV.com.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Jesse works on all platforms.
That's right. He does.
He's so tired, y'all. Help.
You got a lot of talent over there, Jesse. All right. We're going to move over to gossip with Courtney Stewart.
All right. So we got some gossip in the news this week.
I didn't even want to read the story, because I just wanted to hear the tea from you.
Whatever. All right. So.
Because I know you got extra.
Some of y'all might remember a while back, there was some word on the street that Miss NeNe Leakes might be getting her own daytime talk show. And oh my God, what? And then at some point, there was some shade being thrown on social media coming from Miss NeNe Leakes at Miss Wendy Williams. Basically being like, girl, you just worried I'm going to come for your crown on daytime TV. And everybody was like, girl, bye. What are you talking about? Okay. So.
Wendy's a journalist, honey.
Exactly. So, those of you that don't know, Wendy Williams obviously has it's the number one talk show on daytime right now. It's doing very, very well. And so, word is, Mr. B. Scott was reporting this week that this is what really transpired, because Wendy and NeNe's relationship has been pretty much severed, and it has played out on social media, primarily on NeNe's part. You're not going to catch Wendy tweeting about NeNe, really. So the deal was apparently that NeNe was working on developing a talk show with the same production company that does Wendy's show, which is Debmar Mercury. Mm-hmm. And word is that Wendy, I believe it was earlier last year, had her Hot Topics on her show one day, and she was talking about NeNe, who had developed a Birkin bag that was for charity, but it was all kinds of crazy, like paint on it and whatever. But NeNe did it; it was for a charity event. And Wendy, in regular form, was kind of coming for the bag, like, why does she do that? And why would you buy a Birkin bag that's toe up like that? NeNe did not like that. Went on social media, went off on Wendy Williams, and how dare you say this about me? And NeNe called Wendy Wendell, basically trying to, you know, come for her a little bit.
It's kind of funny, though.
And it's so stupid. But then, word is that after that sort of incident happened, this whole relationship NeNe had with the production company ended up being severed because apparently, supposedly, the production company had initially gone to Wendy to say, how do you feel about us developing a show for NeNe? And Wendy was like, I'm cool with that. That's cool. That's cool. But then after the Birkin bag incident and then NeNe went in on her on a social media, supposedly Wendy Williams went back to Detmar and was like, no, bitch, it's me or her. Bye. And of course, Detmar went with their show pony that's making the money and stuck with Wendy. So that's what the word is on what happened to NeNe's daytime show.
And it was supposed to come on right after Wendy's show.
It was supposed to come on after Wendy and all of this. And yeah, so that's the gossip on that.
Well, the lesson learned, don't talk trash about the person who's on the network or the head show on the network that you're going to before your deal is done. Because clearly, you got still got room to be.
You know what sucks is I love NeNe. Like, I do. I don't know why. She's like my favorite housewife across the board. And
she was mine.
Why not? Just because of this?
No,
I like
not
Wendy
this.
Too.
Two seasons ago, but whatever. Moving on.
I do love her. I do want her to win. Like, it makes me kind of sad, but Wendy was being the bigger person, so I mean, shoot.
Did you guys see Wendy Williams fall off stage?
Yes, she did in her little shorts, and then she was cussing. It was really funny. Yeah. It was cute. But actually, I think this is kind of funny, and I don't fully buy the story.
Really?
What do you mean?
I don't fully buy the story. Because if the investment was for real, and NeNe already, yes, Wendy could say some stuff and have some, you know, whatever, but I don't know that she would be shutting it down like that, in my personal opinion of Wendy.
That's well, I know that Fashion Police is having NeNe on as their first guest, and I wonder if that's kind of the realm. They were super excited for NeNe to be joining them. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the realm of where she...
Yeah. And in the end, like, if she was developing a show, like, another company could have picked it up, number one.
True.
And also, if anything, for me, if I worked at Detmar, I would see NeNe as a liability. Bump what Wendy's saying. Like, how you coming for the show that's your lead-in that's going to be your... Like, Wendy would be helping push you forward.
Right.
And you're coming on social media, like, grow the fuck up. Like, I personally, as an executive, might have been...
Well, I think the thing is, you know, NeNe, she started out as reality, and then she was a stripper before that, which nothing, not knocking any of that, but I'm saying, like, now that she's getting everything that she wanted and that she desired as an actress, and it's coming to her, it's like, now you have to have your actions match the behavior that it should be, and that's just basically it.
That was not professional, so I don't necessarily blame Wendy, that's why I said
it. I don't necessarily blame her either, especially if you let her go from the beginning, but I still mess with
her. I feel like she needs to just stick with Bravo, create a show.
Well, I was going to say, why don't they put, like, some type of
fashion
talk show
Queens
or
is leaving, so
is,
maybe
yeah.
she could step
could
in
do that
place
on Bravo.
And do something.
I didn't really care for that.
Well, me either, but I'm saying maybe put NeNe on. I couldn't stand, I love Bevy, but on that show with them two guys, I couldn't.
They're all stars, but Bevy will be fine. You know, she's a rare talent.
Bevy was working on
she's gonna be great.
That's probably why Fashion Queens is also gone, because she got something better. All right. Well, anyway, good luck, NeNe.
Good luck.
You got a game show or something that we were talking about a while ago. Hopefully that works out for you. Moving on. Okay.
Or you go to BT.
Which, sure.
No, if they're getting rid of Mara, do not bring NeNe over there.
Why? NeNe could do something scripted.
She could, actually.
Have you seen NeNe act?
She doesn't bother me.
Yeah, because she always plays herself.
So?
She could go on Real Housewives.
What are you talking about? She played the evil witch in, what was it?
Cinderella!
That's cool, though. She did Broadway. That's no easy feat.
Oh, absolutely. We can't take that. We definitely think it's amazing. Moving on.
I'm not messing with Courtney.
No, I think
there.
It's amazing. What? I'm not. Girl, if you got a job on Broadway, you get that check.
Broadway.
Get that check.
Yeah.
Listen. We're not talking about.
It's very short lived.
She has milked that reality stardom to the next level. I ain't mad at her.
It's not about how long you did it, Jesse.
You was there.
It's about
that's
being
true.
Able to say you did it and your name was on the marquee.
Period.
So that's going to be forever.
There you go. That's forever. Moving on. Speaking of forever.
I thought you said Daria.
I know she did too at first.
And there we go. Okay. So we're going to move on to some more nonsense and drama. And people putting their business in the street, they probably should stay at home. So, Lil' Kim had a baby, y'all, named Royal Rain with Mr. Papers.
Paper.
Royal
Rain. We need some papers.
Royal Rain.
Mr. Papers. I assume Mr. Papers is a rapper.
Yes. Well, he's a struggling rapper
struggling
many years. And the only thing he's ever been able to get himself into is...
That t-shirt.
A
true religion.
Good job.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay, so... Here's what happened. So they just had a baby like last year, y'all. By May, they was already about to let it go. Like, we can't be together. We fighting. It's going crazy. So in May, they started this huge custody battle in court. Like, Kim wants custody. She accused Papers. I'm so mad that I have to say that. Like, what is his real name? I can't find it. She accused Papers of being physically abusive and getting a restraining order and all of this stuff. And, like, people were upset. Like, how are you going to do that? And he was all on social media, like, coming for her, posting pictures of Nicki Minaj and posting all kind of crazy stuff. Like, obviously coming for Kim.
Called her a deadbeat.
He posted
her deadbeat. He has that thing. You see that thing, that white underneath his eyes?
Oh.
They say that, like, when you watch those profiles of a serial killer, like, if you have white underneath your eyes, you're more likely he has that.
Well, hopefully he ain't a part of the 100 Days, 100 Nights. Well, we ain't talking about you, Mr. Papers.
No, we aren't talking about you.
I'm sorry, I'm just reporting Mr. Papers. I don't believe nothing. I know this is just gossip.
Mr. Papers, I'm a scary ass bitch. Please don't come for
don't
me.
Don't come for me. I don't want
I'm
none.
Trying to hide my face so they don't see who I am.
Don't want none of it. Well, the rumor is that he was whooping up on Lil' Kim and, like, being all kinds of inappropriate, and then he got mad and went on his social media and was calling her out and calling her bad mama and all kinds of stuff. Well, Lil' Kim was pretty strong for the most part. She wasn't really, like, doing too much response of what's going on, even though people were coming for her, like, how dare you, like, accuse him of this horrible thing, blah, 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 blah. Well, come this month, y'all, Mr. Papers done came out and basically admitted to being a crazy ass and apologized to Kim, to everybody. He posted a picture on his social media, actually this week, I believe, maybe it was late last week, holding his baby. And this was the heartfelt apology that he gave to the lovely Queen Bee. Quote, "I want to apologize to the girl that I love and the only girl I will ever love, at Lil' Kim, Queen Bee, my baby's mother, best friend. She is an amazingly beautiful girl inside and out and the realest girl I know. My heart is with her. I made a lot of mistakes growing up and I even made mistakes after I grew up, but one of my biggest mistakes was losing my wife and all that time with my family. When I posted a pic of her enemy, I was in my feelings and upset because she was posting pics with other niggas. And I acted off of my emotions, but the truth is, there is no female out there, rapper chick, celeb chick, or regular female, that is badder or flyer than Kim. Nobody. Nobody, baby. And as you guys can see, I'm the type of person that just says exactly what I feel. No chill. And he posted a picture with his baby.
Yeah,
and she
nice.
Responded. And she was like, thank you. I love you and I'm glad you, like, stepped up and told the truth.
That's real love right there.
That's okay. That hood love.
Oh, I appreciate
that hood
it.
Love. Hood love for life.
Go back to him.
Oh, you hope she ain't going back to him? I mean,
Lil' Kim, I mean, you know, no shade. You love who you love.
But why?
I don't know. I just feel like, here's why. Okay, I'm going to just keep it 100. I just feel like if you really love somebody, and no matter how grown, I just don't think he's mature enough to be with somebody like her. And the reason,
how old is Mr. Papers?
Do we know?
Do we have an idea?
He's paperless.
Probably somewhere in his mid-30s.
I would think mid to early 30s.
I would think late 30s.
I mean, if he's going by the name Mr. Papers,
I know he's younger. I'm pretty sure he's younger than Kim. And Kim's probably almost 40.
40, yeah.
So 37.
He's around probably mid-30s.
Well, yeah, that's way too old to still be catching feelings and putting your business on.
But yeah, and like, I mean, he posted that she was a deadbeat mom.
Yeah, he did.
Then, I mean, to take the Nicki Minaj thing, it's like, I mean, it was like a half-naked picture of Nicki Minaj.
At least maybe, he corrected it. Maybe. I would hate for you to just say something and then not fix it up.
He did correct it. Maybe he went to his, like, anger management therapist and had a chat and was like, I get in my feelings and I go on Instagram. Like, maybe you should delete Instagram and Twitter off your phone.
Absolutely.
And be a grown-up.
Or maybe he's just friends with Future.
Or maybe you That's should take it. After Ooh. Your name and should have wrote a nice private message to Lil' Kim on paper.
I would have wanted you to say something. You publicly put my business out there. You better publicly apologize. Straight up.
I agree with that.
Yeah, you going to talk about me on social media?
I'm sure she said that.
She definitely said that.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, why would you ever look at him?
She'll shine better if she focuses on
the dead wave.
Yeah. Mr. Paper is. Oh, we don't know where.
But we appreciate the apology.
Thank you for the apology. Yeah. The picture with your daughter was very beautiful, and hopefully you will continue in your anger management classes and just continue to be a good father.
I love that you just went ahead and assumed that he's definitely in anger management classes.
It's not reported.
Because even if he's not, then brother, maybe you should consider it. Think about it. Like, social media, people are like, you know, like how you drunk text people and you're like, oh, snap. Okay.
No, I've never done that. What are you talking about?
You haven't?
Oh,
I have.
Well, either way, I get that if you drunk text. But like,
I miss it
social
so much.
Media, how long does it take y'all to post a pic? Like, it takes me a minute to, like, figure out, okay, what am I saying? Okay, right. What do we... That takes some thought. Yeah. It's kind of like when you get it in with somebody that ain't your man or you're a girl and you don't use anything. Like, you didn't think, like, you got a minute to think about, like,
But to his defense, though, when you're angry sometimes, you can hit some buttons real quick.
That means you need anger management. Because if you have
time... I mean, does that really mean you need anger management just because you asked you little
you
tipsy
gotta go
and
you find
send
a
text.
Picture.
Not saying I did that.
You gotta
but I'm just
find
saying.
A picture. You gotta put up a caption, and then you gotta pick a filter. You gotta go through. How many
it takes
screens?
Longer.
It takes
than
a
just
minute. Like, so
that's why you save people's contacts that you know you're gonna hit up when you're drunk. You save their contacts under your notes so that you have to like find their number so that way there's no way
not,
you
like,
can
right
do
there.
It.
It's not quick. So
speaking from experience,
you need to talk to somebody. You know, he might need a you know a counselor or something for a little while.
All right.
Just think about it, brother. Raise that baby.
Raise the baby. That's the
go
most
get
important
some paper
thing.
Checks.
Period.
All right.
Get
well,
some paper
well, he's
checks.
Coming with a good fresh start.
He got it a new song.
Fresh start.
Out
but we got to applaud the brother for at least apologizing. Let's start there.
Hey, I respect
you know
an
saying?
Apology.
All right.
It's not easy to do.
Is that period. All the gossip you got for us today, Courtney?
Fortunately, yes.
That seemed like it was like 20 stories of gossip, I feel like. It was only two.
But it's like, y'all stop putting your business on social media.
That,
damn,
right. When you're over 13, you should not be putting
I'll
your business
give you
on social
the 25.
Media.
I'll give you the 25. Like, up until 25, I get it. You might, you know, be doing something. But past 20, come on, y'all. We real grown.
We real
right
grown.
Now. We
up
real
in this
grown.
Room. Real grown. Real grown. All right, talking about real grown, some other real grown shows we have on Black Hollywood Live. You can check out on iTunes. We have the real grown show, The Beat, which Jesse hosts. The real grown show, Fashion 401, which Courtney hosts as well. We also got a real grown show called Portraits, which all three of us host.
Yeah.
And we got 10 other shows outside of that as well. Check us out. You guys have been doing a great job with giving us notes and comments back. We really have been taking that into account when we're programming our shows and also for some of our future programming that's coming up. So please, if you don't want to give us a five, let us know why and give us a comment, let us know, and we will continue to give you the best programming that we can. So
yes.
Go to Black Hollywood Live on iTunes and give us a rating and comment. All right, moving on to EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
All right, Mr. Trump. He's in the news again. We just
really?
Talked about him last week.
What could he have possibly said?
Yes, and now we're going to talk about him again, apparently.
Oh,
he was in the news this week for some comments that he made about Fox News.
God.
Fox News' correspondent, Megyn Kelly. Apparently, they got into a bigger debate this week about... She was questioning him in reference to his... comments he's made in the past about women, and she felt some of the comments were derogatory. He went on to Don Lemon's CNN show and made this.
Anytime Don Lemon is in the business, it's not going good.
Right, poor Don. So he went on to his show, and this is the comment that Mr. Trump made. You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, referencing Megyn Kelly. Blood coming out of her wherever. So what
oh
they were
God,
saying
no,
is that he was referencing her cycle, which if
first
you don't know what that is.
Her menstrual cycle.
Her menstrual cycle. And he got a little backlash about that. And Omarosa has gone on defense for her former apprentice
Love
boss.
She wanted to be in the White House.
She was on.
And
she
with Omarosa. No, I lived in the same building as Omarosa. She used to come down and use the lobby like... computer all day long. She's so annoying.
Oh.
I don't really mess with her. She's a little dog.
For that specific reason.
For that specific reason.
That bitch was using up all the free Wi-Fi.
It was just she didn't let anybody else use it.
Damn it,
this is like 5 years ago.
But this is what Omarosa had to say about the comments made and about Megyn Kelly. She stated that Megyn Kelly engaged in the lowest form of journalism when she was questioning Mr. Trump. She also said the other campaigns don't understand what a celebrity is. All right? She said they need to study the races that involve celebrities like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jesse Ventura, Sonny Bono, and Ronald Reagan. That's where you need to get your facts to know how to deal with these races with celebrities, because Mr. Trump is in a category of his own. So she's a Democrat, we found out. She is a registered Democrat, and she was asked if she would vote for Mr. Trump, because she's obviously defending him, and she said she would not until she found out what his viewpoints are on race relations.
Which we all are waiting on.
Which we all are waiting on. Now, since that moment with Megyn Kelly as well and the backlash for him commenting on her menstrual cycle, he has been dumped from a conservative event that was going to take place because they felt like he went way too far with his comments. And he is also backed down from the statement that he made. He's kind of trying to dodge the bullet a little bit on the statement that he made. What do you guys think about that?
Do you guys watch The Kelly File? Do you guys watch?
Yes.
I can't stand her.
Megyn with a Y?
She totally comes across to me as a racist. Every time I was watching her during I just wanted to throw stuff at her. I don't care for her. I watch Fox, okay? I tend to vote Republican sometimes. I'm independent. But I will watch Fox and I will watch CNN. And I just don't like her. So, to be honest, when he said it, I thought it was funny. And I don't care. I'm a woman. And do I really care? No. That's just my opinion. I'm always going to have Trump's back, though, for the most part. At least today. So far, he has not offended me yet.
Here comes the hate comments on YouTube.
I know. Everybody hates me. But do your research. Google some of the stuff I'm talking about because you know might be surprised. But as far as I can see why it would be offensive to women. But I'm a woman, and for me, wasn't offensive.
Megyn Kelly's just trying to get her name out there.
Megyn Kelly is gross. She just irritates the crap out of me. To me, she's like, ugh.
And I really do want to know if her name was spelt with a Y.
That's what's bothering you the most. That's what I love. Courtney, what do you feel about his comments about
women? My feelings are complicated, and I'll try to make it as brief as possible. I'm not a fan of Megyn Kelly at all. I'm not a fan of most of the broadcasters on Fox News. But I do watch, and I pay attention, because you're supposed to see all sides. What I found offensive is that Megyn Kelly was asking a difficult question that was a fair question, because the reality is you are a man that's going to be representing women, and women have certain needs right now in this country in terms of fairness and equal pay for equal work and those types of things. And the idea that you come for women the way that you do is disrespectful and distasteful. Mm-hmm. And I think as a leader of the free world, that's not necessarily something that I want my representative to be vocalizing. In your regular life, I can take it as just like you running off at the mouth, but this isn't regular life. You're about to try to be the representative for one of the most powerful countries in the world. So I think you're required to step it up.
Yeah.
So I don't think the question was out of line. I think that the other, because she was not the only moderator for that debate, she was not the only moderator that asked difficult questions. It's interesting that they gave her the woman question, which I would guess they did that on purpose.
Sure.
But the fact that you came only for her when you were also asked difficult questions by the other moderators, and the comment, as flippant as in regular life, we can roll our eyes and be like, that's some bull. But it's effing rude.
Time and place.
We are grown-ups, and we're all adults. She had a job that she was doing. You're trying to do your job. You don't need to come at me talking about, basically, oh, you're on your period. Because it's disrespectful. Because we're all professional, and we're all trying to do a job, and it's not cool. And it's not okay to me at all that he continued to, like, and he went on, like, he kept saying everywhere, like, that's a saying. I said it about, because when he first said it, he was like, I said it about some other guy or whatever that he was talking about. And I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe he probably didn't mean it really that way. But then it went further in the whole, like, bleeding from wherever. And then he was like, I was just trying to move the conversation along to the next thing. Based on what I've heard and how he seems to speak, I think that he actually did mean, bitch, you on your period. Calm the fuck down. Like, that's what
he meant that.
I can't even admit that.
But that's why I don't, him supposedly being this, like, super honest person, don't try to play me, like, don't pee on my leg and call it rain. Like, you be real. Like, I was calming for her, and I thought she was being bitchy, and I came for her.
You have a really good point. She did ask a valuable question, and I think that there was nothing wrong with the question she asked. Let me clarify that. But I can see how, like, personally, when you watch the Kelly File and you see her over and over and over saying this stuff, that's I just cannot take that woman. So, like, when you're watching that, I can see how some of that might spill over. Not saying that it justifies it, but he probably had it coming from her because of that.
And I get that. But if you're going to do it, own up to it, because that's what you're claiming your platform
is. Yeah, that grosses me out. He should be owning up to it.
Listen, this is Donald.
He should be owning up to it.
This is Donald Trump. He's a very smart man. He knows exactly when someone's coming at him. That was his way of getting her back for what he felt.
But is Omarosa the one you want defending you?
Well, she's going to defend him regardless.
She wants to. That's a smart move.
But then here's the unfortunate thing, though, and I don't think this is necessarily smart. We already know that Donald Trump is very outspoken. He says these statements. He doesn't give a crap because he's got a lot of money. But here's the thing. In 2012, 53% of women voted, right? And they were talking about how that number really changed what the end result of the election.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump, be a smart man. Use all your, you know, use your brain in this situation. You don't want to alienate or offend the people who could save you during this race.
It was unnecessary.
Well, I think...
An unnecessary statement. He could have said lots of things to Megan to cut her at the legs, but he didn't have to go there.
And it wasn't even funny, because, like, most of the time I get a kick out of the stuff he says, because I'm like, ah, ha, ha. Like, you know, right, he's like, they're my tenants, or this right. or that, and it makes me laugh. Like, he's like a stand-up comedian to me. But, like, when he said that, it wasn't even funny. So I was like, it wasn't even funny, man. Like, waste your moments, like, for some
the
humor.
The lowest common option. Like, that's the lowest, dumbest, easiest way you could have, like,
but I think he could bounce back and there's a chance. It wasn't the end of the world, but it wasn't.
Well, his numbers are still...
Which... I
doing
shouldn't
okay.
say, I'm gonna just shut up.
We're talking about him.
What bothers me about him is it makes me feel like we are choosing, because he got kicked off of whatever event that was, but yeah. then he went and did a different event in, like, Michigan, I think it was, that he got invited to or whatever. And all the people going into the event, they were, like, interviewing people, like, what do you want? Like, we want him to, like, start laying out some details and give us some plans and blah, blah, blah. And everybody knows the reason he's not doing that is because he can then be attacked on those things. And so right. he's not doing that right now. He's just talking in bravado. But what's obnoxious is that the same people that went in, like, we want details and blah, 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 and then they hear about what he did with this Megyn Kelly situation and all that, they're like, oh, we don't care, it's fine. And they ask him afterwards, like, well, did you get the details you wanted and are you feeling so good? Nah, I didn't get the details I wanted, but I'll still vote for him, I like him. He's a, and I'm like, it plays on the ignorance and simple-mindedness that we, like, relax into in this country, which is why we are in a up situation to begin with, is because we don't challenge people enough. We don't go after and, like, really require these leaders to be leaders and do the things that
that's
they need
true.
To do.
Or why anyone has already made up their decision of who they're voting for right
at
now.
This moment.
Well, like,
also,
I haven't made up my mind. I like
good,
him, but
like,
I certainly don't
like
have my mind made up on anybody. Either party.
Even what Omarosa said, it goes back to what we do, and as Americans, we do make weird decisions sometimes based off of celebrity and popularity.
And
hence Arnold Schwarzenegger, all these other people that were mentioned, you know what I mean? And
but some people have done a good job.
Some people have done a good job, sure. But I never took it really that seriously at the beginning with him running, but now I'm really like, he could mess around. And
now you
and
have to.
You have to.
Out of everybody, he's probably being talked about the most.
Yeah, honestly.
I mean, Hillary's...
Well, now Hillary just did the Black Lives Matter, so we'll see how that yeah. that changes her.
But I'm sorry, but I'm just...
I know,
like,
I'm not voting for Hillary.
He's making more of a noise. I think he's rambling pots. Not to say if we take that seriously or not, but it seems as if... Lots of people are.
Well, we shall see what happens. Yeah. It'll be an interesting election, no doubt. Yeah. Speaking of something else that's very interesting, is my boy Prince. Oh, that was nice and insane. That's why I love this group right here. I love this group. So, you know, Prince obviously has been very vocal about him wanting to take all his music off of the internet. In fact, a couple of years ago, which is crazy, he said internet was dead. I don't know who was in his ear when he was talking about that. Not dead.
Internet is very resourceful.
Very, very resourceful
very
there.
Right.
But he is going to be working with Tidal. And he is going to be putting out his next album through Tidal. It's going to be released on September 7th. The album is called Hit and Run. I'm excited about it because I'm a huge Prince fan. But there's been a lot of criticism because, and I'm actually going to be one of them because, you know.
You can't get it.
It's hard, you know.
You
got to download the Tidal. And it's you can either do $9.99 or $19.99 for the month. And, you know.
Just get the $9.99. Did the $20 one.
Did the $20
one. No difference.
But here's the thing, though. To me, it's a little disappointing because, like, I had all of his catalog on my Spotify. I could take it away. I can even take it being gone from YouTube and those type of things. But it was on my Spotify. It was on my Pandora. You know what I mean? Like, all this stuff is being removed. And I kind of feel Prince is a little selfish.
Yep.
It's a little selfish because the people who are allowing you to make music in the sense of buying your records and have help grow your career, I feel like you're kind of in a way we're getting punished because there's lots of people who can't afford to stream these different
monthly
basis. I mean, you know, that is one portion. Then another thing is, like, you know, there should be, you have tons and tons and tons and vaults of music. You can't share some of that music with your fans. You know, I mean, what are you going to do with it when you die? You know what I mean? Heaven forbid. You know, just, you got to be able to, I just feel like it's a little selfish. I feel like he's taken away from the fans who put him where he is. I get it that it's your music and you need to be paid for what the work that you do. But I mean, you got to give a little bit. It's no, I mean, you can't find it anywhere. When they took off Spotify, that was kind of the end of the end. Because I already paid for Spotify, so now I got to pay for Tidal to get the music that I had on Spotify that I've been collecting forever.
But then you get rid of Spotify,
forever.
Right?
I mean, yeah, but
everything's
it's,
not on Tidal.
But everything is not on Tidal at all. And that's what it, the point is. I get what he's trying to do because he's saying, like, you know, here I am. I'm legendary, and people will come to find this and hear this. Okay, and great. That gets a couple hundred thousand followers on Tidal. But at the same time, you're erasing yourself from hip pop history. Yeah. When you are removing your catalog's music from YouTube, from because it's 2015, we're in a new age of technology. When you take your music off of Vevo, when you take it off of Spotify, when you take it off the radios and things like that, you're not getting any more new fans. Kids aren't sitting up here checking for Prince and going to sit here and go through the maze to try and find Prince's music. And not only that, but your new music, you know, to each his own, ain't the legendary stuff that we were listening to.
It definitely is not.
You know, so it's kind of almost like, bitch, are you there?
Well, see, that's why I think it's different with Prince, because I don't... He, to me, is, like, consummate artist. And, like, in his mind, it's just about the art. And if they're not going to respect the art, then he doesn't want to be any part of it. And it's not about, like, fans sticking around. Like, who comes will come. And that's what it's going to be, because he wants to continue to create and be respected for what he's doing and not taken advantage of, because his art is precious to him. And I just think that it doesn't matter to him that he's erased from pop. He's done what he's done. You take it if you want to, as it is, and this is how he wants to do it going forward, because he has felt the abuse of the music industry and not feeling good about the way that they make deals and how things have gone down. And so he's just in a position where he's just like, I'm going to create regardless, because that's what I do and that's my life and that's what means everything to me. And if you can come, great. If not, I'm not trying to punish you. It's just that I'm moving forward in this movement the way that I need to, the same way that you guys are moving forward in your movement with free music, wherever you want to get it. But I'm not going to take part in that. So I kind of have to respect it a little bit, even though it's frustrating.
I respect it, but I think it's selfish.
I mean, I respect it, because at the end of the day, I done heard your songs, and I'm good. I know what they sound like, so...
And okay. I still download, you know, I still get his new music as well. And, you know, it's just... Just give a little bit of leeway. And I just...
Let's work on your prices.
Let's
work on your prices. Because for music to stream... I mean, I could get Netflix for about $8.99 on a like basis. Yeah. Hulu is $7.99. Why are you as a music store?
And Hulu's been charging me for like 2 years. Artists. I didn't realize I still had it. And I was like,
Anton's been going through all those changes. They've lost like executives.
It's interesting that this came out because I actually thought I had heard some rumblings that they were going to sort of shut it down.
That's what I heard too.
That
I was surprised.
This deal is probably trying to like last ditch effort to
good luck. Farewell.
But $9.99, who was in your marketing team that decided that $9.99 was like the proper price point for music?
$9.99 should have been the top price point.
I agree.
Yeah. And then have a $5.99. I pay $5 a month.
$1.99.
Yeah, because that's the point. You do things that are that small, you don't even notice. Like I was saying, like you don't even notice that they're gone from your account. You don't even know.
And the sound quality, honestly, is not that epic.
It wasn't that great. Because I listened to his Ferguson concert that he did in May, and it wasn't that great. And some people complain that actually the concert he did, it was only for an hour. The concert was supposed to be, but he did. You know, Prince always does extensions on his shows. He'll do like 15 encores. A lot of people couldn't get the encore. It cut off after that hour.
Shameful.
So it's like you pay for it. It's like, I didn't even get the full concert.
Just tacky. You know what I'm saying? You can't be doing that to your new customers when you're already on the struggle bus. What? Like,
And especially Apple Music's about to come hard.
I would have been mad. Yeah. But I also would not pay $9.99 to stream music every month.
Me either. All right, well, we got to wrap up, but let us know what you guys think about that subject as well. Will you be going and downloading on Tidal for Prince's new record, Hit and Run, on September 7th? Let us know what you think about that. Also, let us know what you think about this week's Buzz Meter question, which is, are you going to see Straight Outta Compton, yes or no?
Hell yeah.
Of course.
I hope it's yes, but we'll know next week.
I predict it's going to pass that 50 million. I think they're going to come in at like 72.
I'm going to go with let's make predictions on that. I'm going to go with around 56.
77.
Whoever comes closest without going over wins the new goal.
Without going over? Damn, all right. I'm going to say...
What did I say? 72?
Okay. 72.
Hold on, I got to write it down.
I got to write mine down, too. I don't have a
72. Pen. What'd you say? 56, Dario?
56, 72. When did you say?
You said 77.
77, 80.
Oh, all right.
Okay. And he just went over. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Right. Well,
Courtney, I really wanted to say 100.
Courtney, where can fans find you?
114.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stuart Starlet.
Jesse, where can fans find you?
DJ Jesse J.
Courtney. What's your name? Aaliyah?
Is it because we're all black? We look the same?
Yes. We look the same,
yes.
Yeah.
We've okay. already talked about that subject on this show before. No, you don't all look
alike.
What haven't
we talked about on this
right, what haven't we talked about? Aaliyah, where can fans find you?
In a back alley somewhere.
On my period.
In a back alley, right. Trump. Okay, 818. Oh, no. Sorry, I got
wow. It's real excitable up
That's
in here.
That's my name. Everything's my name. Aaliyah
Groot. Y'all, it is 102 degrees out here. That is why. We is losing.
Black people are hot in the studio. They're talking crazy. All right, you can find me at Dario Crystal
on Instagram,
you from
the Valley?
Twitter, and Facebook. Please tune in next week, and we'll read the results. And go see you Straight Outta Compton. Have a great weekend.
Good thing you didn't say that fast.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.